And now it's time for your letters. Joining me to sort through the mail is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Hey, what have we got today?
Well, you remember last week's story we did on Briggs v. Elliott, right? That's the South Carolina desegregation case that eventually became part of Brown versus Board of Education. And you interviewed three men whose families were directly involved in Briggs. One of them was Joseph DeLane Jr. He's the son of the late Reverend Joseph DeLane. Now, Reverend DeLane helped black parents in Somerton County bring their suit to court. Here's Joseph Jr. remembering his father.
He was involved in activities outside of his church parish as much as he was in the church parish. So therefore, he had the confidence of people there, particularly the African Americans. And he was very involved or concerned about their socioeconomic problems in that area.
Listener William Durant in Jonesboro, Georgia, called us on an important omission in that conversation. You did not mention that Reverend DeLane and his family suffered cruel repercussions. He lived in exile for the rest of his life, fighting extradition attempts and possible arrest for having had the audacity to fire back in self-defense the night he was forced to leave Somerton in 1955. This was after racist whites had burned his church, threatened his life, and committed other acts of terrorism and harassment over the years. Christopher, we also got this letter from Judy Riley in Monterey, California. Judy writes, I listen to News and Notes because I really enjoy hearing points of view that I can't hear anywhere else. I don't know why you feel it necessary to bring so many mainstream right-wing guests to your show. We can hear these points of view anytime we want, simply by turning on Fox News. The public airways are full of right-wing Republican blah blah. I turn you on to hear something fresh, interesting, and intelligent. I love News and Notes the way you were. Please don't go fair and balanced on me. Well, Judy, we have to add you to the mashup with the people who tell us we don't have enough Republican or conservative voices on the air. Hey, we just make the radio. We report. You're the decider.
And last week, News and Notes started a month-long series about blacks and black images in film. Farai, you spoke with two guests about some of the different ways that blacks have been portrayed on the big screen. Pat Jones in Louisiana heard that interview. She sent us this note. I was very disappointed today. Your two movie expert guests both used the same stereotyping of whites that we rightly condemn when it's directed at African Americans. Their negative remarks about To Kill a Mockingbird implied that all white people who saw it identified with the villains. In the future, please try not to have two guests at the same time who both obviously find it hard to imagine that decent, colorblind people could possibly live in white skins.
And finally, just a touch of love, and we do love the love, is from Femina Ajayi in Minneapolis. She wrote us to say, I really enjoy listening to your show every day in my office. The subject matter is something I can relate to as a biracial woman. Way to go, and thank you.
That's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And as always, thanks, Christopher.
You're welcome, Farai.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, the White House race continues with the primary and more caucuses this weekend. We'll weigh in on the contenders.
Keep me high, baby, just a little bit. Just a little bit.